The Stone of Invisibility, from the Decameron, by Giovanni Boccaccio. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. In our city, abounding always with people of different tempers and nations, there dwelt, not long since, a painter called Calendrino, a simple sort of man, and a great original. He was almost always in the company of two of the same profession, the one named Bruno, and the other Buffalmacco. Both facetious and merry persons, but shrewd and wary enough, and they liked to be with this man on account of his oddities. There also lived in the same city a young man called Maso del Saggio, one of the cleverest wags in the world, who, hearing much of Calendrino's simplicity, longed to divert himself at his expense by some monstrous hoax. Finding him by chance one day in St. John's Church, and observing him very intent on examining the carved work and painting of the tabernacle, which was just put over the high altar, he thought he had now such an opportunity as he wanted. Acquainting one of his friends with his intentions, they came near to the place where Calendrino was sitting by himself, and pretending not to see him, began to converse together upon the virtues of different stones, whereof Maso discoursed as weightily as though he had been a professional lapidary. Calendrino soon began to listen, and finding that their conversation was not of a private nature, he got up and joined them. This was what the other wanted. As he was going on with his discourse, Calendrino asked him where these stones were to be found. Maso replied, "The greatest part are to be met with in Berlinzone, a city of the Baschi, in a canton called Bengodi, where they tie the vines with sausage."